Hello, welcome back to Daycare Diaries. How y'all been? I know it's been a while since I've done one of these. I just, you know, how life is. Life been lifing, like Karen Silver and Ming Lee says on Girl, I Guess. Go over there and listen to that podcast. That thing is good. So yes, life been lifing. So I've been taking some time getting myself together. Daycare is, let me tell you, God loves me and my family. We are blessed. Okay, and I say that to say, you know, whenever I feel like I'm not where I need to be or I'm not doing my best at something and I'm ready to quit, that's when I know something real big or real good is about to happen. My enrollments are about to step up. My performance is about to get better. My training or some type of income is going to come out of nowhere. It just always happens. So I know I'm blessed. Also something happened to me, like a month ago, I want to say, or a couple months ago, where one of my parents that whose child is no longer enrolled, she shout out to you. I'm not going to put your name out there, but shout out to you. Thank you so much. She emailed me, a progress report from her child, thanking me for, you know, being one of those influences in his education. And that really made me feel good because that took me really back to why I do what I do. And sometimes I think when you get so lost in the work and doing the work, you forget the why. And that really reminded me of one of my reasons why I started doing daycare and wanting to educate and care for children. And at that time, also, I was feeling a little discouraged about it, because on the flip side, I had a customer who just made me feel like, you know, there was nothing I could do to please them, and I had done everything. You know, I think sometimes when you're not only just a childcare provider but a service provider, you get so caught up in the yes, yes, yes with your customers because you want to be a people pleaser. You want to please your customers. You want to make sure your customers are happy. And I'm going to say this about me. Now, maybe it's not everyone, but with me, when it comes to pleasing my customers, I try to do my best to give them quality, you know, a quality service. So, you know, if they need to come in early, I wouldn't charge them to come in early. But then I'm not looking at the fact that now that they're coming in early, I got to get up earlier. And it's taken away from not only my sleep, but my time to clean and sanitize as well as I would like to in the morning. So that it wasn't good. Also, for the parents who have to pick up later than my closing time, you know, I wouldn't charge. But then again, it's taken away from me getting home and clearing my head and having the rest that I need. So, you know, learning to say no in certain situations have become something that I've really gotten better at doing. And saying no from the beginning, not saying yes. And then once I get burned out, then I'm like, hey, you know, can we dial it down a little bit? No, it doesn't always work like that. But, you know, I just wanted to come on here and just say for anyone who is listening and starting a new path or continuing on their path, keep going. You know, be kind to yourself and always remain vigilant. Have positive thoughts. Don't let anybody stand in your way. No one in your personal life, no one in your business life. You know why you started your business. You know why you wanted to do it. Continue to keep in mind your why, and you'll thrive. Have a good one. Thank you again for listening. Those of you who are still listening, be back in another 2 weeks to talk more about enrollments now due to outside opening back up and remote learning, tailoring the remote learning schedule to your daycare schedule. You guys have a good one. Enjoy the weather. Be safe.